Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 7 civilians were killed, 2 others wounded when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in Nangarhar province, which shares a border with Pakistan. Violence happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same region abducted 13 seminary teachers. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb in a region where the Taliban actively conducts insurgent activities. Extremists linked to Islamic State have established bases in several remote districts of Nangarhar. Days before the U.S. holiday honoring civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., President-elect Donald Trump has attacked Congressman John Lewis after Lewis, a civil rights leader in his own right, said he does not consider Mr. Trump a legitimate president due to what he believes were Russia's attempts to help the candidate, Trump, win the presidency. In a couple of tweets, Mr. Trump said instead of criticizing him, the lawmakers should concentrate on serving his constituents. Syrian rebel negotiators have announced their support for Russia-Turkey brokered talks aimed at finding a political solution to the 6-year-long civil war in Syria, but they say a planned meeting later this month in Kazakhstan. The opposition's High Negotiations Committee, which has been shut off from the Russia-Turkey talks, said it backs a military delegation to those talks.
America, o zaman Daesh'i de davet etsin.
Hours before the HNC announcement, Turkey's foreign minister said U.S. officials will be invited to the talks, though Russia has yet to acknowledge publicly it is backing the invitation for U.S. officials. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have secured the sprawling Mosul University campus after a battle with Islamic State militants. Iraqis also say they have secured 3 of Mosul's 5 bridges. IS took control of Mosul, which is Iraq's second-largest city, about 2.5 years ago. UN aid agencies are appealing to authorities in Europe to assist and protect thousands of refugees and migrants trying to survive the harsh winter weather that is gripping the continent. They say people in Greece and the Balkan states are most at risk. We get the story now from Lisa Schlein at the UN in Geneva.
Agencies such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and the UN Children's Fund say they are doing what they can to protect refugees and migrants stranded in Greece and the Balkans from the harsh winter. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Puy says too many people remain without help.
We are extremely concerned by reports that several refugees and migrants have lost their lives trying to enter or move across Europe.
UNICEF says children and their families are living in intolerable conditions on the Greek islands. The children's agency notes this is off-season. Since few tourists are arriving, it is appealing to Greek authorities to allow the refugees and migrants living out in the open to stay in the hotels, hostels, and homes that are essentially empty. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Gambia's president-elect Adamo Barrow has met in Mali with world leaders trying to arrange a peaceful outcome of his country's leadership crisis. Barrow was officially declared the winner of last month's election by a slim margin. Yahya Jammeh, who has been in power in Gambia since the coup in 1994, originally accepted defeat, but reversed himself when he filed suit to challenge the results, citing voting irregularities. The head of the UN West Africa office has said the Economic Community of West African States intends to seek formal approval from the UN to deploy troops to Gambia should Jammeh refuse to step down this week. Mohamed Chamba speaking to the Security Council.
A high-level delegation has returned to Banjul in an attempt to persuade President Jammeh to abide by the election results and to step down.
Under Jammeh, the Gambian government has been accused of numerous rights abuses, including arbitrary arrest, torture, and forced disappearances. And the private space exploration company, SpaceX, has conducted its first successful launch since the explosion of a rocket on the launch pad in September. There's more on that story, plus all the hour's news on the internet at voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.